every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But never duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast back in 1994, the Talk America Radio Network. So guess what? You're going on the internet. We've been on since straight up. We've been on since then, of course, 1994. God knows we've been on the air since 1984, so like 41 years and counting. Straight up, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so effervescent host, a little bit modest. Of course, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? Today's boxing world confuses me. I mean, Jake Paul? How does Jake Paul become the face of boxing? Listen, I could have licked Jake Paul like a stamp. I mean, Jake Paul has no skills whatsoever. Very limited skills. He can't. I mean, he's fought a bunch of kickboxers. I mean, Bailey's tougher than some of the guys he's fought. I kid you not. And Bailey hasn't had a fight yet. He hasn't made his debut. So what I'm trying to tell you is that it's pretty sad that Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis are going to do something. I think it's an exhibition, but they're going to put it on Netflix, and you're going to make some money on it. Netflix, evidently, they're not getting suckered in here because they're getting a lot of people to watch Netflix when Jake Paul, he doesn't fight, when Jake Paul appears. I guess that's the best way I can put it. Open phone lines around the planet. You want to take part, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. A new name in the heavyweight division. Get ready for this. Fabio Wardley, 20-0, 19 KOs, got that one draw against a guy by the name of Frazier Clark. It was a couple years ago, but the bottom line is, man, last night he was taking a pounding from Joseph Parker in a lot of rounds, and guess what? He stops Parker in the 11th round. Nothing like heavyweight boxing. Nothing quite like heavyweight boxing. I mean, towards the end, you say, oh, is he going to go? Is he going to go? Can he last the distance? Guess what? He didn't last the distance. TKO winner in 11 rounds. I'm talking about 154 into the 11th round was Fabio Wardley. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The network president, the boss man, is having a birthday. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in today's show. But today's show is dedicated to him. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. iHolidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now that the storm has passed, count on Lowe's for help with cleanup and repair. We want to make sure you have everything to begin the path to recovery. Count on necessities like roofing, lumber, and electrical in the quantities you need. We're here for your community. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to find out about relief efforts in your area or get emergency supplies now.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stagreen 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We come back with the sounds of Malo. Of course, Richard Bean on leave. Richard Bean wrote and sang this epic song. We'll talk about Suavecito. Friday night, Suavecito was center stage, of course, at the Club Rocopoco here in San Francisco, California. The Mission District San Francisco supervisor on the Board of Soups. We'll talk about Miss Fielder showed up. Jackie Fielder's hot. She's hot. I mean, she's really easy to look at. Anyway, she showed up. Her, myself, and Richard were on stage, and she gave Richard an award. It was a great evening, no doubt about that. Everything went well. Maybe the DJ had a few glitches here and there, but outside of that, it was a wonderful evening. I want to thank everybody for showing up. But, I got to come up with a new concept. The new concept is no more DJs. I mean, it'll all be DJs the next show, but it won't be DJs. They won't be picking the songs. That's the way I'm going to do this. It'll be by request only. No more DJs picking the songs. I'm sort of tired of DJs picking what they want to hear. I want you guys to hear what you want to hear. Straight up, of course, March 2026, we're probably going to do something in the Excelsior District of the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Take note, Palomento Productions has a page, La Fuente 2025. Straight up, you are on Facebook. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. Remembering Emmanuel Stewart. Born July 7th, 1944, in a place called Bottom Creek, Kimball, West Virginia. If he'd have stayed there, he probably wouldn't have any teeth. I'm just kidding. Bottom line is he passed away October 25th, 2012, in Chicago, Illinois. Of course, that was from cancer. And, you know, I'm going to go back to this colonoscopy type of thing. Everybody I know is, like, coming up on the age where they should be getting colonoscopy. In fact, I know a guy last week, 65 years old, just got his first colonoscopy, and they took, like, 8 or 9 polyps out of him. So the bottom line is, yikes, you need to get your colonoscopy. You can't do it in any other way. No type of test goes past the colonoscopy. But Emmanuel Stewart died of colon cancer October 25th, 2012. Of course, he shot me in. This is why I'm not into Twitter. He shot me a tweet, like, I think October 23rd to October 22nd, and it said exactly, "This is a tough one, champ. I'll see you soon." And that, like, I said, man, that was his goodbye. That was Emmanuel Stewart's goodbye to me. And, of course, that was, like, October 23rd, 2012 via Twitter. And, you know, that's why and Nick Charles, of course, the CNN guy, the boxing guru on Showtime, and, you know, he did some things for Bob Arum and things like that. He passed away. When he passed away from cancer, he passed away like 3 days before he died away. He shot me a tweet, too. So that's why I'm anti-Twitter. Anytime I go to Twitter, it sort of reminds me of the negs. I don't need enough reminders of that. Straight up, let's talk about the positives. Last night, of course, across the pond, Fabio Wardley. Now, why this was on pay-per-view, maybe Tommy D can answer this in a couple of minutes, but the bottom line is, why was this on pay-per-view? It was the Zone pay-per-view. Joseph Parker on top. Of course, Joseph Parker, 36-3 going in. Not anymore, 36-4. Got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. But the bottom line is, Fabio Wardley came in there, and he was a bit of an unheralded puncher. 20-0, a 19-0 with a draw, and of course, 18 knockouts. Of course, a big-time puncher. Everybody says he was just a brawler. All he had was a puncher's chance and this kind of stuff. Well, you know, he took a lot of heat. I mean, he took a lot of heat. In fact, the judges' scores aren't up here as far as BoxRec.com is concerned. But he took a lot of heat. When I say heat, I'm talking about incoming fire. He took a lot of incoming fire, and he persevered. And Joseph Parker came in at 262 pounds. 262 pounds. I mean, where was this guy training? I mean, he wasn't. Here's what's up. He cut corners. When you cut corners, you get old. You can't cut corners. You got to do extra. You can't cut corners. This guy thought, well, you know, I'll come in a little heavy. No big thing. I'll carry the extra weight. This, that. Yeah, he gassed. That's what happened to Joseph Parker last night. He gassed and he got his ass whooped because he wasn't in proper condition. He went into the ring at less than 100%. Now, I don't know why guys go into the ring at less than 100%. He didn't have to take this fight. I think he was a mandatory contender in a couple of different spots. But the bottom line is Joseph Parker flopped like a fish in the 11th round last night. I mean, he got lit. I mean, he was getting, but it was one of those heavyweight bouts back and forth. You say to yourself, man, this is good boxing. Unfortunately, I didn't watch the whole fight because I didn't pay the 55 bucks, whatever the Zone wanted, D-A-Z-N. They wanted 55 bucks. Even though these creeps had charging me $29 a month or something like that, they wanted to charge me another 59 bucks to watch this fight. I told them, stick it up there. Well, anyway, bottom line is, I didn't watch it. So I figured for sure, that they're going to show us the fight once the fight clears because, it was on pay-per-view. If you want to put it on pay-per-view. But once the fight clears, you'll show us the fight on the Zone or, on your Zone. No, they didn't. They haven't. I think they're going to try to wait a week. HBO used to do that. Of course, HBO will come back the very next week and show you the actual fight that they had in pay-per-view the previous Saturday. But the bottom line is, this ain't the days of HBO. This ain't the days of age. Come on, man. Anyway, Joseph Parker got lit up like the White House Christmas tree, 262 pounds. He brought that spit on himself. The other guy came in at 242 and a half. He looks lean. He looks like he can punch a little bit. And, of course, at the end of the day, it's going to boil down to the UK, probably this guy and Moses Itama, of course. Moses Itama, the undefeated rage. Everybody's hot on him, no doubt about that. I mean, he knocks everybody out just about. And him and Fabio would be a wonderful matchup as far as Wembley Stadium or anything like that. So now remember, the Brits can put Bailey Peck in the ring with any British guy and they can draw 90,000 people. That's just the way it is. Doesn't matter. Bailey can show up the day before, be drunk the whole night. They don't matter. 94,000 people, they're going to show up to see boxing in the UK. That's just the way it is, especially when there's a heavyweight involved. Of course, Joseph Parker, take him off the, I guess you got to scratch him from the contenders list, at least for a while anyway. He needs to come back and have a couple of fights with Fabio Wardley and Moses Itama. That would be the battle of the UK. Is Tommy D ready to go? Okay, we go to the Bronx and bring in Tommy D. Tommy D, what time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up. You know what? How you doing, Pedro? How's everything?
See? He didn't get up this morning. He got up this afternoon. That's what I was trying to get.
But you know what's important, though? That I woke up this morning.
I talked to you in the morning. I'm just giving you a bad time. I talked to him up way before noon. He wasn't rolling out of bed or anything like that. So anyway, Tommy D, I'm a little upset over the fact that we weren't able to watch that whole fight unless you wanted to watch it through somebody's window, and that means, some other means of watching the fight live. The Zone wanted to charge you like 59 bucks for this?
Yeah, that's a crazy amount it was pretty much the only fight in the card that was worth anything, in my opinion. But yeah, that's a lot of money for this type of fight. It's the same amount that they're charging for the pay-per-view in the Riyadh season in a few weeks.
What you mean the David Benavidez card?
Yes.
Also on the card, my favorite guy, Devin Haney.
Yes, your favorite fighter, Devin the Dream Haney, will be moving up and challenging for the WBO welterweight title against Brian Norman Jr.
Devin Haney, limp wrist Haney.
Wow, that's a new one. That's a good one too.
Yeah, well, that's just about it. But anyway, this whole card, the Benavidez card, that kind of good stuff. It's gonna cost you $60 too.
$60 after Turkey promised and said it was gonna be free. Now it's not free anymore. Now it's gonna be $60 on the Zone, I think.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, man. The guy's full of spit, isn't he? Spit with an H.
Yeah, I think so. He's making some good fights.
You're being awfully nice to the guy.
I mean, he's putting on some good fights. I don't know about the cards in general. This card looks like it's promising. I think it's going to be a pretty exciting, intriguing card. So, I mean, $60 is $60, you know. So I'll give him a pass on this one, but he did say it was going to be free like a couple months ago.
Well, you know what that means, Tommy D. That means we're going to go over somebody else's house and let them pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's the best option. And it's worth it, too. I think it's worth it. You know
what
I'm
saying? Worth going over somebody's house to save $60.
Yes, I say $60. Maybe we all chip in. Get six of us, $10 each. Bingo. You got it.
I'm against paying for anything. Let some sucker pay for it, and then you show up and bring them like, you know, bring them a pizza. Split the pizza with them.
A pizza and a six-pack.
And a six-pack, exactly. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the line, of course, from the Bronx is the Tommy D of Tommy D TV. And Tommy D rolls. You're rolling Friday nights live on YouTube, right?
Yes, except that this past Friday, I didn't go live, but I did go live Thursday night with Rich Mancuso, and we got to speak with Teofimo Lopez.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up because you were put in a bad spot that night, weren't you?
Sort of, yeah, because there were some questions I would have loved to ask them and, you know, kind of put Tio on the spot, but not in an aggressive way, just to go back on some of the things he said, and, you know, I didn't get the chance to really do that. But, you know, Tio was good. I think, you know, it was a professional interview, you know, and he told us.
I started listening to the interview, okay? And I mean, I do listen to your productions on YouTube, whether it's with Rich or not. And the bottom line is, you know, there was a lot of shoe shine in there, a lot of soft peddling. Nobody got rough.
It's a great word.
Huh? What say it again?
Shoe shining is a great word. That's what it was. There was definitely some shoe shining and, you know, some tailoring, you know, some suit tailoring, you know, and, you know, all in all, it was okay. Not my best.
Okay. Time out. Teofimo Lopez in less than 30 seconds or a minute. Tell me what he can bring to the dance right now, because I haven't seen him in so long. I don't know.
I think he's good in the ring. His last performance was the best on the card. That's the card in Times Square. He pretty much beat up Barboza.
That was real. That card is real forgettable, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real forgettable. But he was the spotlight of the card. You know, the other two fights was Rolly and Ryan.
Was that the night they gave you the ringside pass there at the Times Square?
No, they didn't give you the ringside pass. No,
what about Sock? Sock get the ringside pass?
No, Sock didn't get the ringside pass.
Did anybody of a normal stature get in the ringside pass?
Absolutely not.
What a joke. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sheik Turkey Jerky, not my favorite guy.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
The guitar of Mr. Jerry Cortez, courtesy of the Mighty Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the line, we used to call it Skype. We call it like Leeds now. Leeds? Teams. Every week this guy, every Bailey schools me on this, man. Come here and slap me one day. Bam! Put it on a piece of paper. It's Teams. Anyway, bottom line is, we're coming to you live on Teams, of course, and Teams is pretty cool because it sounds like he's in studio. And, of course, we always want him in studio, but he's in the Bronx. I'm in San Francisco. Sometimes that is impossible. Straight up, of course, talk about the incomparable Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I got his formal name out of there, so his agent can't kill me. We call him Tommy D. Of course, when I first started calling him Tommy D, there was a revolution of sorts in the Dillamuth household. There was a revolution. They didn't like the name the whole nine yards. Now he's got Tommy D vision going on as far as Tommy D television. So I guess the Tommy D thing sort of was the right way to go, huh?
I think it was the right way to go. You know, I talked to the agent, and she's okay with it. She just wants me to know there's only one Tommy in his household, and that's my son. But we add the D to it so that, you know, kind of, you know, differentiates, you know, the two. So, and I've been rocking with it ever since. The great Tommy D, that's what I've been using for the most part when I go live and stuff. So that's Pedro giving me the great nickname, you know, like he usually does.
Thank you so much. You're so kind. Anyway, thank you. The check will be in the mail. Joseph Parker, of course, losing to Fabio Wardley. You and I saw the eventual end. We saw him, like, the fact that looked like Parker was, like, landing a lot of shots. I can't find any of the official scores anywhere, but it looked like he was landing a lot of shots. But, man, when you gas, you gas. And, listen, it's like this. If you've ever been tired in a boxing ring, and most people haven't, it's you're powerless. It's like, it's like everything's happening in front of you, and you can't do it. You want your arms to move and this and that, and unless you've got some supernatural ability, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Not if you're out of shape.
Not if you're out of shape. I think Parker came in at least 20 pounds more than he usually comes in. You know, he was on his big winning streak. I think he won his last six fights. You know, some decent names on there as well, where he was the underdog in a couple of those fights, and he pulled it off. He was the mandatory to Usyk, I think, through the IBF, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. And Wardley, let's face it. Wardley, to me, is another UK hype. I'm sorry. He could punch. He's a big puncher. But the fight before this, you know, Wardley was losing, and he came back and he stopped the guy. In my opinion, I thought he was losing the fight. I think the judges had him losing the fight as well. But he was able to score the knockout in that fight. Before that, he got a you know, questionable draw, which some people thought he lost that fight against Frazier Clark.
Yeah.
And, you know, they gave the draw, and they rematched. He knocked the guy out in the first round of the rematch. So credit to him. Wardley's a big, big puncher, very strong. But I just don't think he's that good. I thought Parker was winning most of the fight from the rounds I was able to see. Parker looked good, you know, but he just gassed out. And, you know, now they're going to set up Wardley and Usyk. And, I think Usyk's going to box circles around this guy.
I guess they're going to push that as another Wembley Stadium type of thing. That's not where I want him to go. Bottom line is, you know, when you look at Joseph Parker, he weighed 262.5 for this one. He weighed 267 against Martin Broccoli. That was in February. Before that, against the Chinese Zil Zhang, double Z, he was 247. Deontay Wilder, 245. Simon Keen, 250, 239, 245. Bottom line is, he's a lazy guy. You can cut all the corners. You can butter it up all you want, but he's a lazy guy.
It seems that way, you know, especially if you look at the weights he's been coming in at fights. I mean, and he's not a trash fighter. He's pretty good. He's been in there with some really good opponents, and he's looked good against some really good opponents. He looked good against Anthony Joshua. Now, I know how we feel about Anthony Joshua, you know, but, you know, he looked good against Anthony Joshua. These are the top guys in the division. Let's put it that way. You know, we may feel this type of way about Anthony Joshua, but he's still one of the top guys, former heavyweight champion.
One thing about Joshua, he ain't ready. I mean, he seems to be willing to fight guys.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, right now he's been inactive, so we don't know what he's going to do next.
I'm just talking about, I mean, he got lit up and, you know, he went back, got lit up again. I mean, you know, so it's not like he like took the one loss and ran away.
No, absolutely. No, he'll be back. And, you know, I think he got a lifetime contract with Eddie Hearn, which is crazy. But, yeah, I think
did you say that Eddie Hearn is crazy?
No, I think that the whole situation is crazy. Lifetime contract. I think that's insane.
What about Eddie Hearn blowing $1 billion with DAZN and still having a gig?
That's insane.
How does somebody do that?
I have no idea. That is okay. That's a question I could 59, not answer.
$59, all or nothing is what the card's called. Frank Warren put this together. He should be arrested for impersonating a promoter, putting this on pay-per-view. Joseph Parker and Fabio Wardley was the main event. Jurgen Uldaje versus Raleigh Lambert Fugum. Ezra Taylor and Steed Woodall. Danny Quantemeyer and Raiston Barony Smith. Any of these guys, any super names coming up here?
Honestly, none of them ring a bell. None of them, to me, look like they, you know, anything. You know, these are UK fights. Maybe in the UK, they're big names and people, you know, they're relevant there, you know. And it's like you said earlier, you know, the UK, they show out. You know, they go and they support their fighters. So, but as far as here in the States, I do not know any of these guys on this card.
Okay, I keep going. Tony Curtis Jr. Is he the son of the actor? I mean Jake Pollard. I mean Hassa Igon. I mean all these basically journeyman guys who have nothing going on, and they put them on television, and they charge you $59 for that. Of course, they call them IBF European Super Featherweight titles, so the IBF's getting a nickel or a dime there, and the WBO's got a European title as well. You know, I told you how the WBO got started, right? The WBO, I told you how they got started.
In Puerto Rico? Yeah, I think you did.
Four disgruntled Puerto Ricans were snorting cocaine. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Telling you like this. Pepe Cordero, I think it was the guy's name. Pepe Cordero, he was a big Coke guy, no doubt about it. One time, I encountered him. He had Coke on his shirt.
Oh, wow.
Red Fox had Coke on his shirt, too, though. But I remember Pepe Cordero did. Listen, when you're a cop, you notice all. I notice everything, bro. I saw a license plate the other day that said colon on it. C-O-L-O-N. A friend of mine's name is Carlos Colon. I spotted that from three lanes and the other way. I was going down the freeway. I mean, I'm weird. Being a former cop, they train me how to spot things, and I think I'm being a left-hand. I think that sort of adds to the weirdness, but I do weird things. Am I admitting being guilty? Yes, I am. I'm guilty of being weird.
Well, you're very alert, and, you know, you pay attention to detail.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Thank you so much for being kind. Anyway, Joseph Parker, does he continue his career?
I think he does. I don't see why not. It's just not, you know, he's going back at the line now, and he's worked so hard to get the opportunity. I mean, he thought he was going to whip this guy, which he was, but he didn't come in shape, and that's on him. He could have had to fight with Usyk. You know, he was the next guy in line. He didn't have to take this fight. So now he's got to go back to the line.
So it was greed.
To me, maybe it was greed. Maybe it was, you know, he wanted to be active, yeah, but, you know, because he has been very active. But he's going to have to upset somebody. He's going to have to upset a big name to get back up there.
I can't explain it to you, and I really can't. I mean, it's like, I remember the first time I went to 2-minute rounds from a 1-minute round. 1-minute rounds, I was smoking guys, Tommy. I was smoking. They wouldn't get out of the – most of these guys, I think I was 6-0 with 5 stops, all these 1-minute rounds. Then we moved up to 2-minute rounds, right? And I said to myself, yeah. No big thing, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have a trainer per se. I was just training at the boys club, this and that. Man, about halfway through the second round, I thought I was going to die. I mean, I don't want to say that it was as close as I was to death, but I'm saying to myself, you can't breathe. You can't breathe. And I was crying. People didn't realize it, but here I was crying at the age of 16. I was crying in a ring. People didn't know. I was crying, help me. I mean, so that's what you feel like when you're out of shape and you go and do something that you're unprepared for. It's like, it's a curse. And it just weighs so heavily on you, so much stress involved, of course. So I think Joseph Parker, you know, bit off a little bit too much. And the fact that he was 20 pounds overweight and the guy could fight a little bit. I mean, he didn't have to pick on a guy that was 19 and zip with 18 knockouts. I mean, why pick on a puncher? If you're going to pick on a guy, let's pick a guy that doesn't crack much.
No, yeah. I mean, that's a very good point. But, you know, I mean, do we give credit to guys that take the tough fights? Or do we call them dumb and stupid for taking it?
Not when you're in a when you're in the golden position, when you're in the driver's seat, when you're ready to rock, you're the number one guy this night. You just got to take care of business and keep yourself in shape. I mean, the fact that he's a top contender and he wasn't in prime condition is an illustration of his poor preparation as far as both mentally and physically concerned. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with Tommy D on the other side of the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Bailey Apex handling the mic. Take it away.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
I don't want to date myself, but I fought at the Olympic Auditorium, and of course, after the weigh-in, we went to a restaurant. And we're ordering steak and this and steak. I think steak and egg or something like that. Bottom line is a rat ran up the wall. A rat ran up the wall, and the waiter like hit the rat, I was freaking out, right? So the reason why I'm bringing this up is that the Greens restaurant out here in Fort Mason, well, evidently a rat was residing in the middle of the restaurant during breakfast yesterday morning. So what I'm trying to tell you is, yikes, yikes, yikes. I'm not into rats. I'm not into that. You know, that's why I buy my food. People laugh. I spend a lot of money. I buy my food exclusively at Whole Foods. Why? Because, you know, they don't have any of the chemicals. Even if you go buy a piece of cake, like at Lucky's or some, they use bleached sugar. You don't need chlorine. You don't need to eat chlorine. Bleached flour. You don't need to have chlorine in your system, straight up. That's why you got to go organic. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. The organic one is in the house. We're talking about Tommy D. No, Tommy D's not. You're not an organic guy, huh, Tommy?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Nah. Not really. Not really. Does that mean like, okay. Anyway, so you like, I'm not going to go there. Yeah, that rat, but imagine that. I was sitting in a restaurant. The rat ran up the wall and the guy chased it.
Wow.
You know, the waiter chased it. You know what I did right then and there, right?
You left?
Hey, I think there was spaghetti in front of me, and it was a bowl of spaghetti in front of me, and I told the chick I was with her, we're leaving. She goes, well, we haven't eaten yet. I said, we're leaving. I think went to El Pollo Loco.
Listen.
What?
The rat just wanted to put in his order, too, man. No.
Here's what's up. The dude was so nonchalant about it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't alarming to the waiter. I mean, I was freaking out.
he's done it before. Maybe that was the restaurant's pet. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't believe he was hitting. He hit the thing off the wall. It was like, touched it.
It could be Ratatouille. You know,
he touched it, Tommy. Tommy D. He touched the rat. Oh, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Is that he snacked the rat off the wall? I mean, no. The guy was my waiter the whole 9 years, and the chick saying to me, "We haven't eaten yet. We haven't eaten yet." Come on, you want to stay here and eat by yourself? Basically, it was absolutely. That's basically what it boiled down to. Either you were coming with me, or you were staying. Now, let's talk about November 22nd. Of course, the next ripoff card, as far as the guy from Saudi Arabia is concerned.
Ripoff card.
Well, the reason why I'm saying is that he's charging you for a card he said he wasn't going to charge you for.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think this card is good.
It's not good. What I'm trying to say is, it's like this: you go out on a date, and she tells you you're going to get lucky. And then the lucky thing's off. It's going to piss you off.
I know. That's the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Thing with here. Abdullah Mason, hot fighter, no doubt about that. 19 and zip, 12-round fight against Sam Noakes for the WBO World Lightweight title. Of course, that means the WBO's people over in Puerto Rico. Now, listen, I'm not trying to imply that the Puerto Ricans that run the WBO now were cokeheads. I didn't mention that. But the guy that started the WBO, Pepe Cordera, he was with the WBA, the World Boxing Association, and he got pissed off the Puerto Rican fighters weren't getting rated well. And much like Bob Lee was pissed off that black fighters weren't getting rated well, so he started the IBF. But this guy started the WBO. And I talked to him about it one time, and I'm talking about the WBO, and there's coke on his shirt. That's all, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Abdullah Mason. Abdullah Mason.
And unsurprisingly, Pepe Cordera died of a heart attack. Go on. Abdullah Mason and Sam Noakes. Abdullah Mason, the real deal?
I think he's a real deal. He's a future star of the sport. This is his first title shot. And I think he's going to capitalize. And I think he's going to capitalize in exciting fashion. I think he's going to stop Noakes in the middle of the fight. And I think it's going to be a spectacular knockout. There's nothing bad I can say about Abdullah Mason, man. I love this kid. I think he's got a bright future. He's a great team around him. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, he's a real good-looking guy,
very
man.
Very well-spoken. I mean, he is the goods. I like this kid a lot. This is a star in the making. And it's nothing bad you can say about him. And he performs in the ring, and he performs out of the ring. Great, great kid. I got to speak to his father a couple of times, his brothers. You know, great family, great team. So watching him alone may be worth the $60. I mean, but there's some other stars in the car too. Bad Bam Rodriguez, how can you not like him? You know, and he's in a tough fight. This is not an easy fight for Bad Bam. Fernando Martinez is no slouch. That's going to be a great, entertaining fight. You know, and then you already know about Benavidez.
Okay, let's go through the odds just for that. Let's go through the odds of it. There's a guy named John Fernandez on the card. He's a -450 favorite over Armando Casamayorta. Now listen, Joe, if you don't win, we're going to blast you after the Joe Fernandez, you better be winning, Holmes. Anyway, Abdullah Mason and Sam Noakes. Abdullah Mason a -600 favorite, a 6-1 favorite. Artur Beterbiev and Dean Nicholson. The latest line was Beterbiev was a -3,000, like a 30-1 favorite, and the other guy was a +1,400 favorite.
I think that card is scratched.
Okay,
that fight is scratched. Yeah, that's not that thing. He pulled out Beterbiev.
And he didn't turn out to be the bravest guy in the entire world, in my mind. Anyway, Artur Beterbiev and Dion Nicholson, that one's off. Fernando Daniel Martinez, the aforementioned, is a +560 underdog. And Jesse Rodriguez, a -10, 10-1 favorite. Brian Norman, the aforementioned Mr. Brian Norman, -130 favorite. Devin Haney, +104. And then Anthony Yardy and David Benavidez. David Benavidez is an 11-1 favorite. And, of course, Yardy coming back with a 6-10 underdog type of thing. Let me say something. When corporate America took over Las Vegas and took over the sports books, you can't bet anymore. Because let me tell you, that 11-1 fight, say 11-1 for Benavidez over Yardy, you could at least get 8 or 9 to 1 the other way.
Yeah. I never understood why they did that, but...
No, I just told you, corporate America. Listen, corporate America, listen, everybody from San Francisco, everybody from California and Arizona, we drove to Vegas, especially people from L.A. We drove to Vegas because the parking was free. We go from casino to casino, have a good time, spend our money. They want to charge you $25 for parking. Sometimes it's $50 a day for parking in Vegas. They want to charge you. Did I tell you they charged me for the pool last time I was there and the pool was closed?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
listen. There's 9 or 10 charges. In fact, and I caught him again, surge pricing. I'm freaking out here. I caught him again, surge pricing, because I bought a bottle of water, and it was plastic, a plastic bottle, which I don't do now. I don't do any plastic. Anyway, I bought a plastic bottle of water, and I think it was like $4.89 or something like that. And then I came back like 12 hours later, and I bought it again, and it was $5.42. And I said to her, you know, I think this was cheap earlier. I'm looking at my Venmo where it was. Yeah, I paid like $4 for this. She goes, it's called surge pricing, sir. We change it all the time. And I went, what? The MGM Grand. So, you know, another guy that I used to go there because they had jacuzzis. Guess what? I'm not going there anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Vegas is dead. Let me tell you, you can shoot people on the Vegas. You can put out a machine gun and start shooting on a Las Vegas Strip and not hit anybody. Nobody's hearing him, especially with this government shutdown that's going on. And here's another thing. I want to say something. A shout out to the air traffic controllers. Evidently, they're going to work and not getting paid.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, they're going to work and not getting. You know what? They should make a statement, man. They should not go to work.
They shouldn't.
But here, here's what's up. The government being the government that we've. Become after Ronald Reagan froze out the air traffic controllers, when he froze them out and made their union non-existent, basically just fired them. Okay, a lot of the government in this country, especially the Republican Party, is anti-labor. And when you're anti-labor, that means you're anti-worker and you're pro-corporation. You know, the corporations haven't done nothing for the food industry. The corporations haven't done nothing. I mean, the corporate world has. I think corporations have ruined this country, and I think they're on the verge of ruining the world, because it's always about making more money. Nothing is more important to them than making more money. If you look at a box of Fig Newton cookies, of course, you look the same size box. right? And yet they're rolling around. There's cookies rolled. They're loose in the package. You're figuring things out. Well, guess what? That's called shrinkflation. What they did was they took off like 15% of the weight out of the cookie thing, and they still charge you the same price. Shrinkflation. Listen, the corporate food chain in this country, even though I have to take part in it with full Whole Foods, isn't it? Whole Foods and things like that, it's a total ripoff. And if I didn't watch what I was eating, I'd be closer to death than I am to life. You gotta watch what you eat, and especially I'm imploring you, man, to wake up as far as your diet is concerned. Because I'm gonna tell you, if you don't start eating stuff like grass-fed beef and pasture-fed beef and this and that, you start eating the beef that restaurants give you and things like that. Man, all they do is take spitty meat with an H, and they put tenderizers and flavorizers and all that kind of good stuff on it. The bottom line is you're not getting the quality that you get when you buy at the store. So I bought you that grill, bro. I bought you that grill to try to get you to turn yourself around, be able to throw a steak on there for you and the wife, go through steaks on there and have a great steak dinner, man. You gotta think outside the box. Because if you don't, Tommy D, you're gonna be less sorry later. People have to pay for their diet later. And you don't want to pay for your diet later when you're sitting there like with diabetic issues, pre-diabetic issues or anything like that, or heart issues. Isn't it? So what I'm trying to tell you is you're a young dude right now. You're in your 40s. You need to like wake up and be smart. You're smart at everything else. You're one of the most intelligent people I know. So you got to pick it up on the diet. Is that enough? Is that enough counseling?
No, that was pretty good. That was good. I appreciate that.
Listen. I mean, you're a father, and I want you to become a grandfather, and I want you to be able to play with the kids. You ever go over? You know what? I mean, grandfathers. I had one of them, right? He was a drunk, and that was the other one. But the bottom was one I remember. When I went over his house, he couldn't do nothing but shake my hand. What the hell?
Wow.
He was no good to me. He didn't take me to the park. He didn't take me for ice cream, nothing like that. He just sit there, and you know why he didn't? Because he was a drunk. Every time I saw the dude, he was high. Every single time I saw my grandfather, he was high. I remember one time we were sitting at the table one time, and he smacked my grandmother at the table. My mother says, "We're leaving." Alcoholics, man. Listen, how'd I get off on this tangent? Anyway, but when I think about what alcohol did to my family, it's just absolutely mind-boggling on both sides of the family. One grandfather committed suicide. He got drunk with his friends, and they were depressed over the 1939 longshoreman strike here in the city when they were going up against the longshoremen union. They were trying to form a longshoreman's union, and he committed suicide with three of his friends in my grandmother's front room. She came home and found everybody dead in the front room. I mean, that's what alcohol does to you. So anyway, you a big booze guy?
No, not at all.
Okay, I smoke my booze. People laugh, but I do. I mean, bottom line is I got a good little rap the other night. Girl said to me, "You look great. I can't believe you look better than I do." Blah, blah, all that kind of stuff. Well, bottom line is I take care of myself, and of course, I cheat. I just do. As far as the diet is concerned, sometimes I go 16 hours without eating. I do the fasting, and I take care of business as far as that's concerned. And the stuff that goes in is stuff that I'm proud of. I don't put no chemicals in my body. And get this. I take that back. Take it back. I'm guilty of having a soda once or twice a week, and I got hooked on them. I had one soda like last week, Tommy D, and I'm going through soda withdrawals. I'm not BSing you, man. I'm telling you, I'm going through soda withdrawals. I'm thinking about one right now.
Wow. What is it, the Mexican sodas?
Mexican Pepsi.
Wow.
I mean, I had an addiction where I was going to get one bottle a day and this and that. No, man, you're consuming like 2 ounces of sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like nobody needs that much sugar, but you know, I have to say that I'm. And plus, you got the caffeine kick in later. I mean, it's a double high. It's a sugar high and a caffeine high.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
soda is one of the worst things you could take.
Yeah, I know, and I love it. And unfortunately, you know, it's bad for you. I remember I talked to some chemist guy one time. And he worked for some company making food for General Mills. I said to him, "Do you think you could develop a good soda?" And he looked at me like he laughed. "Can you develop a healthy soda?" He looked at me straight up. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking about sodas. No, it'll be boxing on the other side of the break. Tommy D will stick around till the end of the show. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Don't mean to get political, but the bottom line is Don King's a Republican. Okay, the Republicans are killing health care. The Affordable Care Act, because it was be called the Obama Act, the Obamacare, that kind of good stuff. Of course, they hate them. I mean, they're destroying the White House as I speak. They're destroying, they're knocking down wings and all kinds of stuff. And all I can say is that the country is, in my opinion, the country is in bad shape right now. I don't want to get political, but I really think the country is in bad shape. Now, coming back, as far as the upcoming fights are concerned, Gervonta Davis, I want to bring this up with you. Is there some type of plan involved here? Is he going to, like, wear elevator shoes? I mean, what's the story?
You know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking, like, there's going to be some type of circus thing or wrestling thing that's going to happen where somebody comes in, something stupid is going to happen, like I feel. And, you know, they say it's a real fight because they got real judges, but then it's an exhibition. I honestly don't know what to expect in this.
Okay,
I just know that Tank Davis should take his money and just go and come back to the sport again.
William Skull, your favorite fighter. Of course, I'm not going to go into that. What we call him, William Skull. Anyway, 23-1. That's his real name. He's out of Cuba. He's going to take on Jacob Banks, 17-0 Denmark. So he's going to go down to Denmark next. Of course, he was a guy that he gave David Benavidez a pretty good fight. I got to say that much.
No,
Canelo. I know that's how it's got. You got me wrong there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, this is a good bounce back fight for him to try to get his name back up in there. You know, let's see. Maybe he'll throw some more punches than he did, you know, against Canelo. You know, that Cuban style is just not going to, you know, it doesn't work.
I confuse him with Eric Morrell. David Morrell.
With David Morrell. Oh, yeah, because he's Cuban. Okay.
You know what? I got to go out and smoke some weed here during the break. I mean, I'm not either PCP, weed, something like that. I mean, the mind is just not working well today. Tommy D, I thank you for having your patience with me. Hug your wife. And, of course, Tamara's doing well in school, and your son's doing well as well. You got a lot to be happy for. That's why I'm trying to preach good health to you, my brother. I love you.
I appreciate you, Pedro. Seriously, thank you.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two coming up after the news on Sports Byline.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. The National Association of Stock Car Racing, better known as NASCAR, has entered its penultimate weekend. And if you're a fan of the sport, you know that everyone's talking. They're talking about the contentious lawsuit which features one of the sport's best drivers and basketball legend Michael Jordan against the sport's sanctioning body. They're talking about NASCAR's playoff system. Long debated, the banter about the playoff format has reached a fever pitch, which includes big-name drivers and legends weighing in. And they're talking about what Dale Earnhardt Jr. talked about on his podcast, or Denny Hamlin's, or Corey LaJoy's, or any number of podcasts emanating from the NASCAR universe. The problem is, the sport is one race away from its championship being held in Phoenix, and the only place you'll hear anything about the races themselves are on NASCAR's own SiriusXM and Tubi channels. All of those things I listed absolutely deserve their time, and sometimes the messier the better, like what we've gotten from the lawsuit. But as a fan, I cringe at the sport's inability to generate buzz or cultivate new fans. If you haven't been paying attention, and you probably haven't, NASCAR can celebrate some wins. Everything about nearly 45-year-old Denny Hamlin's year could be turned into a movie. Amazon had a successful run broadcasting a portion of the Cup, and Xfinity series coverage on the CW network has been top-notch. They even unveiled a console video game that wasn't immediately panned by its target audience. But the corporate entity that is NASCAR desperately needs to find a way to accentuate its positives and garner some publicity, especially during the sport-saturated time of year. There's a lot of interesting stories to be packaged and sold, including the races themselves, but it's up to the sports brain trust in Charlotte to figure it out. As a longtime fan getting lonelier at the track by the year, I implore them to do it soon. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. Help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure,
This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, the world's most beautiful city, no doubt about that. Open phone lines, you want to talk boxing, we're going to talk boxing for the next hour. Take that back. At 40 minutes past the hour, I'm going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little wrestling. Why not talk a little wrestling? We're talking about North Korea. North Korea? Wrestling? What are you talking about? Well, guess what? Ric Flair went to North Korea a couple years ago in the most horrific scenes I've ever heard described in my entire life. I can't imagine what... I take that back. I can't imagine what it was like because I went to China one time in 1993. In fact, I was the first athlete, the first media ever to go over to the People's Republic of China back in 1993 to do a boxing match, the Brawl in Beijing or the Brawl at the Wall, something like that. Bottom line is, of course, that was in February of 1993. And when I got there, they gave me this beautiful tour guide. I mean, she was hot. I mean, she was like 36, 24, 36. And Chinese girls aren't built that way, okay? But she was. I mean, she was like sizzling, okay? Wow. Anyway, she, you know, so basically she's like, you know, she says to me, I'll wait for you here in the lobby. We'll go around town or something like that. I don't need somebody babysitting me. I don't need somebody to tell me where to go. So I went out the back door of the hotel, bought some money from the black market. That's what I did in China, bought money off the black market. Believe it or not, the black market sold the best. Why do I say that? The impeccable one's shaking his head in the other room. Let me tell you, the exchange rate on this, at a bank was like $3 to one of those dollars, right? If you went to the black market, they gave you six. They gave you double the money. Just double the money. And these guys were dealing in the hotel lobbies. I mean, I met this, and I saw a guy, did a hand job when I says, you know, real quick hand exchange, this and that, burned this guy $1,000. I didn't say anything. I mean, he was a mafia. You know what I'm saying? As long as they weren't burning me, I wasn't too concerned. It's all about Pedro sometimes, folks. In China, Beijing, it was. Straight up, how did I get on that? I don't know. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The UFC heavyweight title was on the line last night. What happened? We'll talk about that and more after the break. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I think you're going to find this Ric Flair thing in North Korea really spooky. That'll come up at 40 minutes past the hour. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. If there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
Wow. Going back in time there, Johnny Tapia, the babyface assassin. Did he have some head issues? He sure did. Of course, he watched his mother get murdered at the age of 3 or 4 years old. In other words, like the 5 years old, I believe. Like the first memory that he has is his mother being murdered by some guy. Evidently, he stabbed her to death right in front of him. I kid you not. So his life was not a bowl of cherries, per se. And of course, when I met him, he was an amateur boxer. He was a good amateur boxer. He beat a friend of mine in the amateurs, Henry Martinez here in San Francisco. And bottom line is, he beat Henry as a pro, too. But, the bottom line is, Johnny Tapia was a guy that, you know, he didn't fool around on his wife. Teresa Tapia, his wife, he was fooling around on his wife. I mean, we were in Miami, Florida at one point in time at the Jai Arena, where they played that weird sport. Anyway, we had a boxing match there. Don King threw it. And, of course, Johnny was there. And, like, these chicks jumped on us. I mean, these chicks were so fine, you couldn't imagine. If women are 10s, these were like 14s. I kid you not. And I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at my chops, saying to myself, I can't believe this. And Johnny Tabby's going, man, I don't want no part of this. You know, because he had his old lady. You know, he had the old lady at home. So that's how faithful he was. And, of course, we had a couple of run-ins back and forth. Because one time I televised one of his fights, I believe, in El Paso, Texas. And he didn't do too well in the fight. I thought he lost. But, of course, I couldn't say that when I was doing the in-the-ring post-fight interview with him. Of course, we were on loud all over the arena. And I said, well, Johnny, you know, you and I have been together, been down the road a long time now. And he goes, what the F does that have to do with anything? So he was a bad thing. So he was either he was nice or he wasn't nice. And there was a split personality there. And, of course, a lot of times cocaine played a part, because in the end, it wasn't cocaine that killed him. It was opiates. People say to me, oh, you know, he died with cocaine. No, he didn't die of a cocaine overdose. He died from opiates. Opiates killed him. Of course, that was talking about the beginning of the opiate phase. And, you know, I'll admit it. The opiates have hit my family. My mother was hooked on that stuff when she died. Hooked on it. I mean, hooked on it. She, like, exiled me out the crib, man. I was against her taking that dope, and she wasn't going for it. So you got to go. The dope didn't go. I went. So what I'm trying to tell you is that it's an incredibly strong addiction, although I don't think that you should be able to have this addiction and not be penalized for it. In other words, you see all these guys in the street on heroin and fentanyl and this and laying in the streets of San Francisco and various cities across the country and around. You know, I mean, come on, man. They don't have that in other countries. Why? Because the opiates are a crime. They should be a crime. I was a cop one time, 10 years. Narcotics was my game for a couple of years off there in Hunters Point, different parts of the city. But the bottom line is heroin was just destructive. I didn't see it. Unless, you know, I guess there are a couple of guys in history that have money and were able to support a heroin habit most of their lives. I think Bela Lugosi, the great actor, the horror films actor, was one of them. But the bottom line is, you know, it's if you start to go low on it, man, you're in trouble. You start jonesing and things like that, okay? So I watched my mother jones on those pills. I said to myself, this is bad. And I tried to pull the fast one on her. I was giving her reasonable facsimiles. In other words, they were vitamin C tablets, but they looked just like opiate tablets, okay? They looked just like these opiate pills. Anyway, I ran out of buyer for about 3 or 4 months there. I was only giving her one real pill a day, which was sort of cool, right? Got her to wean it down from like 4 or 5 days to one. And then my sisters got pissed off at me, so they snitched me off, and they wanted the money. They grabbed the money, and there went it. Bottom line is, mom was back on the dope. That's just the way it is. So I had to bring personal stuff in there. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of opiates. I'm just kidding. Bottom line is, of course, last night, Fabio Wardley came from behind and knocked out Joseph Parker, of course, in the 11th round. He was a 3-1 underdog. He shocked everybody for the interim WBO heavyweight title. Of course, the WBO is the World Boxing Organization, which is headquartered in Puerto Rico. But their interim champion, Joseph Parker, he got drilled in the 11th round. It was a pretty fight, I mean, in my opinion, because, you know, it was two guys fighting back and forth, two guys giving it. And, of course, Parker was dishing out a lot early. But when you look at Parker at the weigh-in, you look at him before the fight, he looked like a truck driver. He didn't look like a professional fighter. He didn't look like an athlete. He looked like a truck driver. And when these guys show up looking like truck drivers, things happen. Spit happens. Spit with an H. Of course, he got knocked out in the 11th round, and I think his title aspirations are at least gone for the moment. Anyway, Wardley started slow. Parker started fast. Back and forth exchanges throughout the entire fight. Middle rounds were exciting, no doubt about that. I only saw clips because of the fact that they put this on pay-per-view. Unless I went over to the Peckman's house and watched it on some type of box he's got over there. But the bottom line is, unless I went over his house, I had to pay for $59. I didn't want to pay $59 for it, so I didn't pay the $59. And, of course, the upset took place, and the rest of the card was spit with an H again. But this main event was something worth watching. I mean, the highlights were so exciting to me. I was just back and forth. I couldn't believe it. But it'll go live, I guess, or it'll go delayed on the Zone in a week. And, of course, I guess once it goes delayed on the Zone, it'll have it on YouTube. But the bottom line is, that was a pretty good fight, no doubt about that. Of course, the next monster, they call him the next monster, of course, over in Japan. Of course, the monster is, of course, is the Noah Inoue, right? It's the world 122-pound champion, unbeaten, a lot of knockouts, no doubt about that, kicking everybody's ass. I mean, everybody that steps in with him is getting drilled. Nobody's even coming close. So one guy dropped him in that one fight, but outside of that, he's been almost flawless, okay? Bottom line is, former Asian silver medalist, the two-time Asian silver medalist champion, 8-time national amateur champion, Kazuma Arataki. His amateur record was 58-8, 11 KOs. He's 22 years old. He's called the next monster, following, of course, the Monster Inoue, promoted by blah, 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 blah. Anyway, in his second bout for the, he got drilled. He got drilled. TKO in 203 of the second round, the third round, of course, in a scheduled 6-rounder. But the bottom line is, they're freaking out there. They were thinking that this guy is the next Noah Inoue. There's not going to be too many guys like that. I don't know. You mean the Japanese got lucky. They got Inoue and they got Hunto Nakatani, the WBC 180-pound champion. Of course, I think that he is the best, better than Inoue. Of course, I think the best fighter in the world is David Benavidez. I mean, I think I proved that time and time again, and David's proved it, and I think the other fighters have proved it. I mean, Dmitry Bivol backed out of a fight with him. Canelo Alvarez backed out of a fight with him for 3.5, almost 4 years. I mean, come on, man. Nobody wants to fight this guy. Okay, he's ascending in weight. He went from 168 to 175. Canelo wouldn't fight him. He's at 175. Of course, he's going to take on Anthony Yardy. That's going to be a hell of a fight, November 22nd. Yeah, for about 4 or 5 rounds. I think the monster, and that's what they call him. Mike Tyson, I think that he's the best fighter in the world. We think that there's nobody even close. I mean, we think that he's on a level all by himself. Let's talk about David Benavidez. Of course, he doesn't look good between fights. He looks like a doughboy sometimes between fights. But the bottom line is he gets his act together. Of course, coming down to 175 is a bit easier than making 168. But I think if you told him he could have a fight with Canelo Alvarez tomorrow, he'd make 168 pounds without problems. David Benavidez taking on Anthony Yard. Yard, of course, lost the 3 fights. I think he's lost 3 times every time he stepped up to the upper echelon of the light heavyweight division. Well, guess what, pal? You are at the top of the light heavyweight division, and you're going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. Of course, that's going down November 22nd. Now, the fight between Devin Haney and Brian Norman for the WBO 147-pound championship. Of course, Brian Norman, a slight favorite here, and I'm hoping that he wins every round, every minute of every round, because I'm just not a Devin Haney fan. Why? I'm just not. I mean, look what Devin Haney's brought to boxing. The fact that he got beat up by Ryan Garcia, and then they took it away. I mean, if you look on YouTube, there he is getting knocked down like 4 times in a round. The referee was doing him justice. What did Bernard Hopkins say after the fight? The black referee did him a solid. Did the other black fighter a solid? I mean, it wasn't very good. Anyway, horrible performance by the referee. Devin Haney, I just think he's a flawed fighter. And when I say flawed, I think mechanically he's fine until you hit him. And once you hit him, things just fall apart. Once you hit him, his whole world falls apart. He doesn't take a shot to the chin very well, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that he's losing so much weight. I mean, whether he's at 140 or 147 pounds, he's coming into the ring sometimes at 168, 170 pounds. I mean, think about that. A welterweight weighs in 147 pounds and comes in the ring the next day like close to 170 pounds. That stuff just shouldn't be fair. November the 8th, and I will not be here that day. Looks like myself and Daniel will be taking the day off, but I don't think I'm going to be there on November the 8th. We'll do the show the day before, so there will be a live show that day. But Virgil Ortiz on top of the zone main event, DAZN, not the zone, DAZN. Virgil Ortiz taking on Erickson Lubin for the WBC interim super welterweight title of 554 pounds. Lubin is considered a slight underdog here. Of course, Ortiz, a guy that went like 18-19-0 with 19 knockouts, had some weight issues. People thought it was due to the fact that he might have been taking performance-enhancing drugs, a.k.a. Flintstone vitamins. I don't know. I'm not going to go down that road. But the bottom line is Virgil Ortiz seems to have his act together at 154. And I think that, you know, at 154, outside of that Bakram guy, the guy that I can't even say his name, the guy, the IBF champion that's undefeated from Russia down there in Oxnard, California. I mean, that guy's a monster at 154, and nobody ever wants him. I mean, he's been idle for over a year now. Imagine that. You can't get a fight. You're a champion. You're a defending champion. You can't get a fight in a year. You can't get the number one guy to step up and fight you. And your promoter, of course, Kathy Duva. Of course, her father-in-law was Lou Duva, and her husband was Dan Duva. Of course, that started Main Events Monitor back in the days, back in 1984, when they signed the entire Olympic team. Pernell Whitaker, Mark Breland, Evander Holyfield, Terrell Biggs. I think they signed somebody else too. Meldrick Taylor. Did I mention Meldrick Taylor? Bottom line is they signed all the stars from the 84 Olympic team, of course. And then they became prominent in the world of boxing. But since then, since Dan died and Lou Duva's not attached anymore to Kathy Duva's promotion, he's passed away as well. But the bottom line is when he sort of got disassociated with Main Events sort of started to go south as far as their ability to promote fighters are concerned. The fact that this guy Bakram can't get a fight over a year, that means his promoter is promoter should be arrested for impersonating one.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
Oh, I can't laugh hard enough at Dana White. Of course, Dana White trying to take over the sport of boxing as I speak. May he fail, may he fail, may he fail. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. Last night they were in the world's most terrible place. Let me tell you, I've never been to a place I despise more than Dubai. I hated Dubai. It stunk. I was sick over there. I got sick on the plane over there, coming over there on the food. But the bottom line is, you know, the place stunk. It just, it smelled. The people smelled. I don't want to put down people in an entire country, okay? But I'm gonna. The women smelled, and that's really unattractive to me. I mean, just like turn a big, big, big turn off. And that's all I can say. But the bottom line is, it was just a little bit you know, I'm a metrosexual. I like to take two baths a day sometimes. You think I want to hang out with people that smell like BO? This wasn't my cool. It wasn't my thing. Anyway, they did like 13,220 people over there, and they announced where the gate was. Of course, they never do when it comes to the world of Saudi Arabia or Dubai when it comes to announcing actual gate percentage, because they give everything away. It's all comps. Anyway, in the main event, Tom Aspinall, the UFC heavyweight champion, he's a thrice-beaten guy, lost three fights. Him and Cyril Gane, well, there was an accidental eye poke, and they called it a no contest, so the fight was over before it started. But about it lasted 4 minutes and 35 seconds. The referee stopped it. Eye poke. The fight was over. I guess they will do it again. The co-feature was a women's strawweight bout for the championship. Mackenzie Dern beat Vina Vanchoko with the Janitroba with the unanimous nod across the board. Bantamweight Umar Nagarmov beat Mario Dattisa, another decision fight. A lot of decision fights on this one. Probably wasn't all that exciting for these people because they don't like watching fights to begin with. They're only there because it's something to do. I'm talking about the people in Dubai. Anyway, heavyweight Alexander Volkov, who could fight a little bit, he beat Jalton Almeida with a split decision, 29-28, 29-28, and 29-28, one way for the other guy. Bottom line is they did 13,000 people, almost 13,000 people, more power to them. Of course, Dana White is kicking ass in the world of MMA. I just don't want him to kick ass in the world of boxing. Of course, UFC Fight Night coming up November 1st. That's their next card from the Apex Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. In the main event, Steve Garcia, you know him? I didn't think so. David Onama, this is going to be in the co-feature, a five-round featherweight bout, 147 pounds. Anybody on the card that I know, that I recognize? No, because Dana's going with all new blood, and he's got a lot of new blood. I mean, he just does. Unlike the sport of boxing, he's turning people over. And listen, they turn people over. They don't recycle people. You know what I'm saying? They don't recycle them. They just, like, get rid of them. I mean, that's just it. I mean, there's no recycling. Once you get beat up in the UFC, you get lit up once or twice, this and that, you're done. You're just done. Dana's not going to bring you back unless he's bringing you back to lose. Okay, but the Garcia Onoma card is going to go down November 1st. Got another card November 8th. That's going to go down to the Apex Center as well. Of course, the next big card is going to be November 15th at the Garden, Madison Square Garden. The big garden. Talk about the big room. No doubt about that. It'll probably hold 20,000 people. They did 20,000 people the last time. A welterweight champion. That's 170 pounds, I believe, in the UFC. Jack Della Maddalena. We watched him. He was a big upset winner last time. He'll take on Izzo Magikoff. That'll be for the welterweight championship. And the women's flyweight title, Valentina Shevchenko. She's been around a long time. Didn't take on Zhang Weil. Zhang Weil, the Chinese fighter, of course, she can fight as well. I think she held a title at one weight, but I don't know. On the bottom, I get confused sometimes. Sean Brady going to take on Michael Morales, and Bo Nakai's going to take on Rodolfo Vera. Outside of that, no more big names on the card. But, of course, you know, you got to give Dana props. No doubt about that. UFC 322, and that's going to take place at the Garden. Of course, 15,000, 20,000 people, maybe 22,000 people. Of course, if he does, listen, when he does a short crowd, his short crowds are like, you know, like a couple thousand less than the capacity. I mean, he's not losing out on any of these shows. All these shows he's doing, he's making big money on the house. He's making big money on television. And if it's on pay-per-views, he's like rolling in the money. There's no doubt about it. So Dana White, as far as a capitalist is concerned, and the guy that makes money, you got to give him props. But then again, you got the corporate thing going on. Of course, the UFC was sold to these people that run it now for $4.1 billion or $4,100 million. So $1 million times 4,000, that's how much money the UFC was sold for. I kid you not, that's a lot of money, $4.1 billion. Of course, Dana White got 10% of that, more power to him. Of course, this was a guy that when they bought the UFC for like $1.3 million back in, I want to say 2003, something like that, or in the 2003. I think it was 2003. I think they paid like $1.5 million bucks for it. And of course, they sold it for $4.1 billion. I can't even say that word, $4.1 billion. But they're going to go. The UFC is going to go at the Garden. So as far as Dana White's concerned, give him props, but not my favorite guy. I know that about that. Now back to the Fabio Wardley. He wants to call himself British's next heavyweight hope. Of course, he wants to move Moses Aidama out of the picture. Well, in order to do that, they've got to clash, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think Moses on his own collision course with the heavyweight championship of the world. As far as Fabio Wardley fighting right now, I think that Tommy D was a little bit right now. Number one, he's a little bit too green, bit of a slugger, this and that. I mean, he's got a puncher's chance, obviously, last night. Listen, you got to give him props because he took a lot of incoming heat. He took a lot of good shots. I'm talking about Fabio Wardley. And he hung in there. And the guy's throwing on him. This 260 pounds. I mean, that's got to be, you know, eventually that's going to, yikes. Even if you just take a couple shots from a guy 260, it's going to hurt. Plus, Joseph Parker's a skilled fighter. He's not some bum weighing 260. Then again, he weighed 260. Now, it was a problem. Of course, his last fight, I think he weighed 262 against Martin Martin Broccoli, weighed 262. Before that, I think he weighed 240. But the bottom line is, he's fighting 20 pounds heavy. And when you fight heavy, you just don't do well. I mean, you think that you do well, you're going to do well, and you fool yourself. It's a con job. You say to yourself, you know, I said to myself, well, I'm kicking everybody's ass at 139 pounds, the junior welterweight division. I'll just move up to 147. I'll kick everybody's ass at 147. Yeah, I went down to the valley and beat people up in the valley, in both valleys, in the 209 and, of course, down there in the Modesto-Fresno area. But the bottom line is, you know, the guys I beat up were like B guys, B or C guys, okay? So when I went to the Nationals at 147, I got my ass whooped because I fought a guy that was bigger, stronger, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And believe me, fighting the National Golden Gloves was traumatic. So I don't know if I told you the story, but when I looked across the ring, I looked at Ernie Chavez. He had gotten a haircut, and he gained all this weight. He was like 167 pounds, 165 pounds. I think, 165. And we weighed in at 147. He weighed 147. I weighed 141 with a jogging suit on. So I wasn't really a full welterweight, no doubt about that. And I found that out a little bit later when he spanked me in the second round. He hit me in the first round. I got dropped with a right hook. And I've never been dropped by a right hook in my entire life because it's hooks coming from the side you don't know. And hooks are the punches that drop you. I've only been dropped by hooks, left hooks and right hooks, never by a straight punch. punch. Sort of like I believe in the notion that if you can see a punch coming, no matter how strong it is, you can take it, maybe except with the exception of Ernie Shavers with Larry Holmes with people like that. But I'm telling you, if I can see a punch coming, I can take it. If I can't see it, things happen. And I remember looking across the ring. I was horizontal. You're supposed to be vertical. I was looking horizontal across the ring. What's going on here? My Captain Corral, was saying to me, get up, get up. I said, what are you talking about getting up? I didn't even know I was down. That's how messed up my head was. So what I'm trying to tell you is moving up in weight was deadly for me. It was catastrophic almost. Anyway, Ricky Hatton, remember him? Former junior welterweight champion. Of course, the man that they found dead, I think, September 14th in his home. Well, turns out he was hanging out. And by himself by a rope. So that's not pretty good. We want to wish his family the best. Of course, he was talking about having depression and different mental health issues all along. And of course, you know, if you've got mental health issues, I'm not making light of it. I'm not. I mean, I really think you should get some treatment. I really do. I mean, you should really reach out for people. If you're here in the United States, there's all kinds of suicide prevention hotlines, things like that, that you can access. So you can go on your smartphone and say, listen, I'm not feeling well. I'm thinking about killing myself. And I think your iPhone will connect you to somebody that can talk to you. So please talk to somebody. As I told you earlier, back in the 1939, my grandfather committed suicide on my mother's side. Of course, he was an alcoholic, but he committed suicide. And you know, maybe if somebody would be able to talk to him and his boys, who was three guys with him, four guys and all committed suicide. They were on strike. They were longshoremen here in San Francisco. They were on strike. They were trying to form the Longshoremen's Union, trying to make it strong in this way. And the ship owners were locking them out in this net. And the ship owners got dogs, and the policemen, the SFPD was involved in that, going after the strikers the whole nine yards, of course. And they got depressed. They got drunk. They got depressed. They weren't making any money. My grandmother allegedly was bitching at my grandfather about not having any money. So what he did was they went out to the movies, and he decided he was going to whack him and his three friends. So they all turned on the gas. They got drunk, turned on the gas, and they were dead. Ricky Hatton, he hung himself. That's heavy. That's heavy. That's heavy. I mean, killing yourself is, it just is. When I was a cop, I saw a lot of suicides. When I say a lot, maybe 10 or 11. Okay, and everybody dies in weird ways. They died. One guy, I remember one lady blew her brains out at the St. Francis Hotel. I mean, she decided she would check in. People check into hotels and kill themselves all the time. Another time I went and saw a lady, and she was just dead. And I remember my sergeant said to me, I was in the field training program, he says to me, hey, so what race is she? And she's been dead about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. She's black. Turned out she was a white lady, whiter than snow. But the bottom line is that's what happens when bodies are you know, untaken care of. Not taken care of for a week or so. I didn't know like that. This is all learning process with a field training program. Straight up, that's a little weird. My days in the San Francisco Police Department, I look back on them, and I think about them when I'm driving down the streets, and I see people doing heroin on the corner and this and that, and just absolutely, it kills me. Because I couldn't imagine my world, the world's most beautiful city, like being not taken over, but the fact that these guys even exist. These facts even exist on the street. I mean, I'd be scooping these guys up and putting them in jail. But the bottom line is, there's thousands of them. So what do you do? Straight up. On the other side of the break, oh, did I mention the fact that Darren Peck, the network's president, is celebrating his 60th birthday, of course, over in Marin County. Of course, he lives in the world's second most beautiful place. We'll talk about Marin County. So straight up, we wish him happy birthday. Of course, happy birthday, his 60th birthday. So, see, he's been lying to me. He told me he was 40. I said, how do you 40 have a kid 25? I don't figure that out. Bottom line is, he was lying all along. But happy birthday to the man that runs this place, that keeps the lights on, all that kind of good stuff. I really appreciate him, no doubt about that. I'm talking about Darren Peck. Ring Talk returns after the break.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver.
Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 8/7 to 8/20. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Playing taps, it's never a good thing. Let me tell you, a friend of mine that I've known like since I was like a 4, 5, 6 years old, her brother and I used to hang out together. We had newspaper routes together and talk about Anna Ibarra. Of course, talk about the late Vincent Ibarra. That was her brother. But the bottom line is, you know, last week her grandson, Sean Perry, was killed in an automobile accident here in the Bay Area, and that's like freaking her out. And of course, I couldn't imagine me being in that position. But anyway, we want to wish her the very best. In fact, you know what? We want to wish her a happy birthday too, as yesterday was her birthday, so she had an unpleasant birthday, no doubt about that. And of course, I said to her, "Why didn't you come to my gig Friday night?" And she says, "I'm sorry, Pete, I didn't make it because I'm laying my grandson to rest today." You know, I felt like a D-X. You know what, a big dick when I did that. Of course, I caught myself. I came back with a big mouth, Pete. I'm sorry. And I guess with the show occupying every thought in a minute, I somehow missed that. Anyway, I did mention her on the show. I didn't mention him. So may he rest in peace. Sean Perry, young man, may he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In 1995, the WCW decided they were going to go to North Korea. North Korea, of course, is a Japanese country. And I told you about me going to a Japanese country where they gave me the finest girl in the entire world as a tour guide. And she worked for the government. I mean, obviously, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell her everything I'm doing. And bottom line is I ditched her. And people in North Korea, they couldn't ditch guys. And we'll hear about one person that went jogging in North Korea. And he was detained by the cops, the authorities, when he came back just for jogging. When people saw him jogging, they were freaking out that there was this white man running down the streets of North Korea. Anyway, North Koreans were a piece of work, no doubt about that. When we go back in time, WCW, Ric Flair, 1995, you won't believe this one.
They're probably the most scared I've ever been of anything in my life. Forget the plane crash, everything else. That deal was so intimidating. Just get me on a plane home.
Best experience of my entire life.
Ric Flair had walked away from a plane crash. He bled in steel cages, stared down riots, and lived through things that would have broken most men. But in North Korea, for the first time in his career, the Nature Boy stopped performing and started surviving.
Horrible.
North Korea.
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 North Korea is considered one of the most isolated countries in the world. Its leaders have presided over human rights abuses, according to a UN working group, comparable to the Nazis. Recent escapees speak of severe oppression, intensified ideological control, and surveillance, making the country even more isolated and impossible to escape. An interesting venue for a wrestling show. As Ric Flair's plane touched down in Pyongyang, He had no idea he was about to walk into the most dangerous wrestling event in history. And once the Nature Boy stepped off that plane, there was no going back. He didn't know it yet, but before the trip was over, Flair would be forced to do something that went against everything he believed in just to get out alive. And the first sign something was wrong came the moment he stepped into the airport.
They took our passports, right, and then they separated us. But they put me in one hotel and the other talent that came along in another. So, I knew right away I was in trouble. Everybody I called that I knew in politics said, don't go. Then they wanted Hogan. Hogan said, I can't make that one, brother. So I automatically went, yes.
Flair wasn't traveling alone. A small group of American and Japanese wrestlers from WCW and New Japan had been flown in for the special event. Among them, boxing legend Muhammad Ali, a man who built his legacy on speaking his mind. But after arriving in North Korea, even Ali was lost for words. According to Flair, he didn't say a single thing for over 2 days. There was no welcoming committee to greet the men's arrival at the airport. Instead, each wrestler was assigned a guide. At least that's what they called them. On paper, they were there to help. In reality, they were the regime's eyes and ears. Every step, every word, and every breath would be watched. And once the surveillance was in place, then came the rules. Now, in most places, breaking a rule might get you a slap on the wrist or a bit of a warning. In North Korea, people disappear. Lucky for us then that wrestlers on tour in the 90s were famous for following rules, and nothing bad happened to anyone and everyone went home happy. Just kidding. Over the course of their stay, the men would break every single rule. These wrestlers didn't just make trouble, they almost created an international incident. So let's take a look at exactly what happened.
I hate it.
The first crack didn't come from violence. It came from something small and relatively trivial. Someone went for a jog. In America, that's exercise. In North Korea, it's movement without permission. As the man went for his early morning run, commuters heading to their posts didn't greet him. They didn't even make eye contact. The jogger was Eric Bischoff.
It's dark out. Streets were completely deserted. I'm running. Sun's coming up. Now all of a sudden, I see people starting to come out into the street. And as I'm running through the streets of Pyongyang, they're parting. They were looking at me like something out of a monster movie.
When he returned to the hotel, his guide was waiting and sternly warned him not to leave again without a guide. This was North Korea's version of a gentle reminder. But as we'd find out, the next reminder wouldn't be so gentle. Scott Norton wasn't trying to break a rule, he just wanted to call home. He was explaining to his wife that he wasn't on a wrestling tour filled with parties and photo ops.
I've been trying to contact her for 3 days. I says, hey babe, she thinks that I'm all partying with the guys. And I says, Tammy, you don't understand what kind of hole I'm in here. And all of a sudden the phone went click.
2 minutes later, there was a heavy knock at the door. Norton expected to open the door and find a wrestler playing a prank. Instead, he found armed North Korean military officials asking to see him. A struggle ensued, and the men dragged him into the hallway. They didn't take him outside, they took him down, past the lobby, past the guest floors, into a level that no one else on the tour even saw. Norton was brought into an interrogation room. A high-ranking military official stepped forward. You don't speak about our country like that, said the man. Norton tried to explain that he'd been arguing with his wife and lost his cool. In our country, we don't argue with our women, said the man. No shouting, no violence, just a clear message that everything said aloud is overheard. When the soldiers finally let him go, Norton quickly returned to his room. For the remainder of the trip, he wouldn't try calling home again. What was about to happen next would be a lot more serious than misplaced words on a phone call. As the days passed, paranoia wasn't just coming from the regime. It was leaking into the camp of wrestlers. The first to crack was Too Cold Scorpio. While Ric Flair was being driven in private Mercedes, being treated like royalty, the other wrestlers were crammed onto a rattling bus. Resentment built, and a throwaway insult was hurled by Scorpio. One of Flair's close friends, Hawk from the Legion of Doom, fired back. The two men got into fisticuffs on the bus. Witnesses say it was chaotic and out of control. Later that night, Scorpio sat in his hotel room. So angry he was about the incident that he picked up a pair of metal chopsticks and began sharpening them against the floor. His plan was simple. If another altercation occurred, this time Hawk would live to regret it. And that's what this place did. It made wrestlers start thinking like they were prisoners. North Korea wasn't just watching the wrestlers anymore, it was about to use them. The spectators to the stadium didn't arrive like fans, they arrived like a formation. Hundreds of thousands, not invited, but ordered to attend. Flair said it was the biggest crowd he'd ever seen. And before a single match began, the regime put on a show of its own. The entire stadium flipped coloured cards in perfect sync, forming an image of a rocket launching straight towards America.
It was like synchronized swimming, right? They show a rocket ship, and it shows the rocket flying right over Japan and landing in America. It's unbelievable.
Ali, sitting next to Flair, muttered under his breath.
The guy is talking, and there's an interpreter talking about how they could destroy America and just whatever. And Ali taps me in the leg. Keep in mind, he hasn't said a word on the trip yet. He goes, no wonder we hate these some.
For a split second, it sounded like the Ali the world knew, defiant, sharp, and unafraid to voice his opinion. Flair panicked. He leaned in and told Ali to keep his voice down.
Please don't start talking now. Just tell me later.
This wasn't a wrestling show. It was a demonstration of power. Over the course of the 2 days, every match happened in silence. When Flair stepped out to face Antonio Inoki, Inoki wasn't just a wrestler to North Korea, he was a political symbol. The match didn't just close the show, it set up something far more dangerous. Because North Korea wasn't finished with Ric Flair, rule number 3 was still waiting. A man walked straight to Flair, holding a piece of paper. "Read this," he said. It was a script, praising North Korea and emphasizing their dominance over the USA. And it would be delivered on camera.
They wanted me to make a speech on CNN. They wanted me to say that after visiting North Korea, I knew that they had the power. And before they gave me my passport, that I thought North Korea could defeat USA hands down. Before they gave me my passport back. And so I said, I can't do that. And Chinoy said, well, you know, I don't know if they'll let you out here without making that statement. I go, okay, here we go again.
Ric Flair didn't have a choice. Refuse, and he wouldn't leave. The only way out was compliance.
So anyway, I made it sound like they could be intimidated. I made it sound like we wouldn't back down to them, but there's a possibility that they could win.
It was this mastery of words that ended up getting him through. The result was freedom.
Ali and I got in that private jet when we landed in Nagoya. I got off the jet and kissed the ground. We're supposed to be there for 4 days, we're there for 7. They kept us 3 more days.
Flair survived a plane crash in 1975, but North Korea was the only time he truly believed he might not make it home.
I remember back in the days in 1993 when we came back from Beijing, Ali and I were talking on the plane. I said, do you think they were listening to everything you said? He goes, everything. I said, he goes, I'm sure of it. He was positive. I said, because, you know, I didn't talk in my hotel rooms much. I didn't get on the phone. I called my daughter a couple of times. And said, but the bottom line is, you didn't say anything in trouble because you heard what the one guy said something. Scott Norton said something like, this place is a spit hole, spit with an H, and they cut off the phone, and before you knew it, the authorities were at his door and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, I was freaking out in China. But check this out. This was like 2 years before, 1993, we were like breaking the ice. Of course, we had never send an American contingent of boxers and things like that over to the People's Republic of China. So it was definitely a novel event, but I knew we were being monitored from the start. And of course, that having that fine girl being my tour guide, this and that, she lasted about a day and a half. And once I realized, you know, I'm being monitored by the government, I decided I was going to go out the back door of the hotel. So twice she was waiting for me in the front door. I went out the back door. I was able to ditch her. And of course, she... And I never did anything intimate with her. I mean, that was still cracking me up. Saying the other boxing guys I was with saying, "Hey man, did you jump on that?" I said, "What are you, crazy? Are you out of your mind? I'm going to jump on some foreign agent in a foreign country? Do you know how bad that could turn out? Do you think about bad that could in China? Yikes! When they chop off your hands for graffiti, you know what they chop off for that?" This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, we're celebrating the birthday of the guy that runs the show around. He turns the lights on, all that kind of stuff. He, of course, he's the president of the network. Talk about Mr. Darren Peck, the father of my great producer, Bailey Peck. But the bottom line is he's got 5 kids, 5 grandkids, been married for 35 years to a lovely lady by the name of Jennifer, and they live in the world's most beautiful place, Marin County. I'm so envious of that. You don't believe it. Listen, I go to Marin County for pizza. I go to Marin County for kicks. I go to Marin County for a lot of good things. The bottom line is it is the most beautiful place as far as the world's concerned. It's green and it's all kinds of trees and people aren't running each over and you don't see a lot of heroin addicts in the street. And this, I mean, all the stuff that you see in San Francisco, you don't see in Marin. So props to Marin, no doubt about that. And happy birthday once again to Darren Peck, of course. He and I go back and forth all the time, but guess what? He's a great guy and he's a great father and a great husband. You got to give him props, no doubt about that. Pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, Terrence Crawford, has no ideas of what he's going to do next. Of course, the 168-pound champion after beating Canelo Alvarez a few weeks ago, he has no idea what he wants to do next. Oleg Usyk, the heavyweight champion. Am I impressed with him? You know, Oleg Usyk is a fine pound for pound fighter as far as the status of pound for pound fighters concerned. The fact that he's never lost as a cruiserweight. Of course, he was a gold medalist in the Olympics, or maybe he lost in the Olympics. But the bottom line is, he hasn't lost a fight in a long time. Okay, so I give him props that for a pound-for-pound fighter, he's one of the greatest fighters to come along. But as far as a great heavyweight champion is concerned, that's a bit of a stretch. And there's a difference between the two. In other words, I'm saying as a guy was good, he never lost, 100, 200 pounds, fought at 200, moved up to heavyweight, never lost to heavyweight, beat Tyson Fury once. You know, I mean, come on, he's done everything you can ask of him, no doubt about that. And he's an underachiever, he's an overachiever, I thought, because I thought that based on size, he would lose, but he didn't. So give him props, Oleg Usyk, but he still doesn't do anything for me. Straight up, you've been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I keep going and going. It's like 18 different platforms. But the bottom line is, this has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. See you next week on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.